That's our ring. Time for Long and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Idea that looked like it will give Squire Skim's conservative liberal party a good run for its money. With Abner's wife Elizabeth equipped with new brooms to give away and some good campaign slogans for Abner, the party is going out to capture the women's vote. So far, the women's vote has been completely ignored by the opposition. We'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, an occasional sleepless night certainly can drag you down. It can make you tired and irritable next day, keep you from feeling yourself. So next time you find the hours slipping by and you can't sleep because of overwrought nerves, try Miles Nervine. It was developed to help relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves. Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative which has been making good for over 60 years. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms, effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a prescription quality product made by Miles Laboratories. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the drop-and-down store. Abner is inspecting some new merchandise.
Well, for the land's sakes, Lum, where'd all them brooms come from?
Dick Huddleston sent them over. Done it while you was out making the deliveries.
Well, good for Dick. I was going to say, I thought Elizabeth had done handed out about all the brooms we had in stock.
Well, she had.
Oh.
I called the wholesale house, and they said they couldn't deliver us none till tomorrow, so these from Dick come just in the nick of the time.
Doggone, I'll say they did. I'm sure glad we got Dick on our side.
Oh, yeah, that ain't hurting us none at all, having a leading merchant like him behind us.
No, no.
There's lots of women in this town look up to him.
Oh, yeah. And I know that he'd rather take his word on something than Ezra Seastrom. Or Squire Skimp's either one, first.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, things are going good now.
Yeah.
The title of the battle has changed. The turning point's been reached.
Oh.
Now, Granny, the one we're going to have to give most of the credit to is that little woman of yours.
Elizabeth.
Yes, sir. There is a goer.
Yeah.
A goer.
Oh, she is.
Since we started her out electioneering to get the women's vote, she's worked harder than all the rest of the new Boone party put together.
Bless her heart.
Oh, she's done it.
Bless her heart.
You know, she's out giving regular speeches.
Yeah, I know. And good ones, too, they say.
Yeah. Wherever she can get six or seven women together, she gets up and starts orating just like a regular congressman.
Yeah. I never knowed she could do it. Well, I know she could talk, but, I mean, never out in public that way.
You know, when I talked to her yesterday and told her what we wanted her for, I just expected she'd go around handing out them brooms to the women folks and put in a good word for you, maybe. I never figured she'd get out and make regular campaign speeches.
No, I'd love to sneak up and hear one of them.
It'd be nice
to hear her saying something nice about me for a change.
Well, whatever she's saying, it's sure doing a world of good. I know that.
Yes,
I hear it from all sides now. Oh, you're just as famous elected mayor of this town right now.
Good for me. Good for Elizabeth, I reckon.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got her to thank for this.
Yeah. You know, Lum, there's lots of times when she jaws at me for leaving my clothes laying around on the floor, for being late to breakfast or one thing or another.
Natural.
And she's always saying she's going to leave me and go down to Texas to live with her brother Fred down there. But I know that when it comes right down to it, she'll take up for me every time.
Oh, yeah. That woman is true blue, Abner.
Yes, she is.
Rude blue.
Yeah.
Pure gold. 14 carats.
15.
Oh, at least that.
Doggie, you know what I'm going to do for her after this campaign is over? I'm going to buy her a little radio.
That'd be nice.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you done got a radio at your place.
Well, I mean one she can put in the barn.
Put in the barn?
Yeah, so she can listen to it while she's milking a cow, or picking down hair, packing harness, chopping wood or something. Doggies ain't nothing too good for that woman. Fact is, if I can get one of them little battery sets, I might just hook it right onto the plow. Let her just plow along and listen to the radio.
Some earphones.
Yes, sir.
That
now, Doggies, wait a minute, though. That might be bad. She's liable to run that young span of mules to death. Somebody starts playing jodder, one of them new fast tunes.
Get to waltzing right down through some new ground there and hang the point of the plow on a root and throw herself clean out of the field.
Yeah, she'll do it. And she couldn't plow a straight row and waltz. I know that.
Well, she never was much of a hand for waltzing, no way.
Well, no. Bogus, she gets ready to dance, so you better grab hold, because she's gone. We put on a record over at the place the other night when them fast and tried to turkey trot to us. Never worked out no good.
Yeah, get a good lively tune on there. Folks would think there's a tornado out in that direction. See the dust coming from one of your fields.
Oh, yeah.
Lower 40, then.
Better just leave it in the barn, I guess. Radio in the barn, that's enough. No plow.
But I think that's nice and thoughty of you, Abner, to be thinking about your woman that way. Shows you're going to make a good mayor.
Well.
You want to be careful, though, not spoil Elizabeth.
Well, no.
Don't turn her head.
No, I know how fur it's safe to go or something like that. Got to keep her under control, naturally.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way I look, well, there comes our head ward healer.
Uh-huh.
Old Cedric.
Oh. The dog is looking him wrong. Don't see how he can move that fast, all them election buttons on him anyway.
Hey, Mr. Long, I'm supposed to... Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Howdy, Cedric.
Say, I'm supposed to get some more brooms. Miss Elizabeth sent me over for some more of them.
More brooms? Blow me alive.
Well, you just taken her a big batch about a half hour ago.
Well, they're going fast. The joint's jumping.
Well, take all you can carry, Cedric.
Yeah.
You got plenty of them on hand now. Yeah. Thanks to Dick Huddleston.
Yeah, grab up a whole bunch of them there, Cedric.
She said get as many as I could.
Yeah. Whereabouts is Elizabeth at?
Oh, she's over at the church basement. Whole batch of women folks is over there.
Oh, that's right. She's going to make a speech to the Woman's Needlecraft Club or something.
Well, this is about all I can tote, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a good armload you got there. Better rest him up there, Torch. Here, I'll get the door for you.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. You know, I just happen to think, Mom, Ezra's woman belongs to that Needlecraft Club. I bound you she'll be there. Wouldn't Ezra be mad if he knowed that?
Oh, yeah.
And now, by listening to this,
he won't know it, though, because him and Squire are sitting up there at the headquarters in the lodge hall trying to study up some way to get the women's votes away from us.
Don't reckon they can do it, do you?
Oh, not now. It's too late.
Oh.
The election ain't but 3 days off.
Yeah, that's right, Andy.
And that don't give enough time to study up no new campaign.
No. Nothing to worry about, no.
I'm glad it was us instead of them that got the idea of going after the women's vote.
Yeah, but, you know, I was thinking this morning, Lum, we might get the women's vote all tied up, but we still ain't got many of the men votes coming our way. Not after that athletics club that Ezra's promising the bill for the men.
Oh, that don't matter.
It don't?
No, see, I checked up on the last consensus report, and there's more women in Pine Ridge than there is men.
There is. Does that include Willie the Boodler and them fellas down at the jailhouse?
No, but they can't get out to vote no way.
Oh, that's right.
According to the figures, there's about 50 more women than there are men.
Huh.
So if we can just get all the women out to the polls, we've got this election thing. Don't need the men's vote.
Well, we're bound to get some of them in. Me and you. I know I'm going to vote for me. And Dick Huddleston, Mousy Gray, his woman will make him vote for me.
Yeah, well, no matter how you look at it, we've got things just where we want them.
Yeah. How'd you ever think up about looking up that consensus report?
Oh, that just comes from having a good head on my shoulders and using it.
Oh, yeah, you got that.
That's just one of the things that shows what a good campaign manager you got.
Oh, I'm lucky.
Don't mean to be casting compliments right in my own face.
No,
but it's
well,
I am.
If I'd have kept Squire Skimp as my manager, I know I'd have never got... Well, Lord me, there comes old Grandpappy's feeling.
Oh, Grandpappy. Yes, I wish he'd keep out of here.
Me too.
Get sick and tired of him blowing off steam about how good Ezra and the Conservative Liberal Party is.
Yeah, I hope that Ezra loses just on account of him.
Well, one thing about you, he won't be so smart alecky today as long as we've got Ezra so worried over the women's food.
I'm glad of that, too. Howdy-do, Mr. Spears. How are you and that one-brain candidate of yours?
Oh, fine. Couldn't be better.
Ain't he a little worried about something today?
Worried?
Yeah, about the women's vote.
Oh, yeah, well, I did hear him and Squire saying something about that over at headquarters. They did look a little worried, come to think of it.
Well, good.
Don't mean a thing, though. Don't mean a thing.
Fiddle-faddle.
Ezra'll get elected by a landslide. You just wait and see.
Well, I'll wait, but if there's any landslides around here, I bound it'll be going in another direction.
You want to hear his latest campaign promises?
No, I'm sick and tired of them things.
What are they, Grandpap? Oh, he's got some good ones this time.
I don't want to hear them.
Provide housing for all returning veterans.
Don't be...
Get folks to share their homes with veterans' families. list vacancies with veterans organizations so they can get first chance at them.
Oh, good long, there's something else we ought to thought of.
Yeah, that's something really important.
Yes, sir.
It'll take a while to get enough new houses built. So in the meantime, we've all got to help find places for the returning soldiers to live. Little enough gratitude we can show him. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Ezra's got the right idea there.
Bet your life he has.
Hey, what else is he coming out with?
Well, better education for our young'uns. Add another teacher and divide up the school.
Divide.
Separate the grades from the high school.
Well, Dogas, that'd practically mean building a new schoolhouse.
Well, that's what he's aiming on doing.
Well, I'll build a college in Pine Ridge University.
Too late. Ezra's going to build one, too. Pine Ridge Agricultural Normal or something like that.
Why, that's sheep and wolf's clothes.
Oh, he's going to do everything. He's going to put in a public park with a playground for the young and swings and slides and teeter-tatters.
I know that I'll put in merry-go-rounds and Ferris wheels and rolly castles.
Abner, you might just as well give flat up. You ain't got a chance again, Ezra, and you know it.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, stand there. Now, I know that you're telling me about that.
Just wait till
they count the boys. He might get most of the men's votes on account of that athletics club he's promising, but there's somebody else in this town that gets the vote besides the men. Dogas, wait a minute, there comes Cedric. You know where he's been just now, Grandpap?
Well, for goodness sakes, look at him.
Huh?
What's he doing that for?
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. For the land's sake, Cedric, what are you bringing them brooms back here for? I thought Elizabeth told you she wanted them.
She did, but they all got their study in that handbill.
What handbill?
The one Mr. Esri's latest campaign promises is on it.
Huh?
And they all final voted to get behind Mr. Esri solid and 100%.
Oh, my goodness. Why didn't Elizabeth stop them?
Stop them? Well, it was mostly her idea.
Huh?
She said if Mr. Esri's going to improve education and put in a college, well, they ought to give him all their sports instead of you. Boy, can she talk. She swung every woman in town over to Ezra's side.
Unless party boss Lum can think up a fast idea to swing the women back to Abner's side, it looks as though the new groomer's great advantage has been swept away. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, thousands of drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer every day because it's become the first place favorite in millions of American homes. Yes, for quick and effective relief from many common ailments, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. Take colds, for example. You know it's wise to do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. And that's why we say use Alka-Seltzer. It can help give comforting relief for that headachey, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. Just follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to directions. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, dress warmly, eat wisely, and stay out of dress. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which often accompanies a cold. Remember, there's nothing quite like it. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. So get a large package from your drugstore and then follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.